弟兄姊妹早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
有一半人还没有醒过来。
Half of you are not awake yet.
我们感谢神，把我们从百忙的生活当中，在这一个年末岁首交接的时候，我们可以一起来到这一个美好的山上，一同来寻求我们的神。
We thank God from all kinds of our busy schedules that He has separated and bring us here to this beautiful mountain so that we can seek after the Lord together.
这是主放在我心里面的一个负担。昨天我跟弟兄姊妹开始交通这个负担。
This time the Lord has placed a burden in me and I started to share with you this burden yesterday.
因为我们所处的刚刚过的这一年
Because this just this past year
是一个很可怕的一年
It's a very frightful year
01年到10年这十个年头
From 2001 to 2010 this decade
时代杂志称它为从地狱来的十年
The Time magazine has titled it the decade from hell
就是从零一年的911开始。
It started from the 9/11 event from the year 2001.
然而去年一年，就应该说今年一年，整年从一月一号起到现在年底，这个世界上所有发生的事情，天灾人祸，我认为是前面十年的总和。
And this year, just this one year from first of January to now.I believe what happened, all the natural disasters and mankind created ones, it's the sum of what happened in the past decade.
它的经济的损失是创有史以来最高的记录。
The financial loss is the historical high for what happened before.
倒闭的银行、倒闭的公司多得很。
The banks that went bankrupt and the companies that went bankrupt.
几万几万的人失去工作。
Tens of thousands of people lost their jobs.
然后更可怕的是各个的教会很多很有名的大教堂关门了为什么破产了。
Even more so and more scary is all these churches, these great big churches, and many of them went bankrupt also.
你可以看到整个的世界忽然间都在蠢蠢欲动。
You see, the whole world is trying, there is something trying to move.
有名的一个词叫做茉莉花革命。
And there is a famous well-known term called the Jasmine Movement.
No, Revolution.
Jasmine Revolution.
后来改成阿拉伯春天。
And later on, it's renamed to the Spring of Arabic.
也是以前从来没有看过的。你能够看到，从一个名不见经传的小国家叫做突尼西亚就开始了。
And it's something that's never happened before from a small country. You haven't even heard of its name.
在北非。
Tunisia. It's from in northern Africa.
然后像野火一样，就是星星之火可以燎原呢，就这么一直搞成整个的回教国家，有十个国家都在这一个所谓的阿拉伯春天的里头。
And it's like a small, it's like a wildfire started by a spark, and it just went from this one country to it spread out to 10 Muslim countries.
然后现在还在进行中。
And it's still going on.
整个世界开始一个新的。改变新的纪元
There is a new change for this world. There's a new age that started.
连中国也不甘落后，他们也开始搞一个茉莉花行动，不叫革命。
And then also in China, there is something called the Jasmine Movement.
那现在连茉莉花，好一朵美丽的茉莉花，也变成禁歌，不准唱。
And so this beautiful song about the jasmine, it's a prohibited song now.
你就知道多么敏感。
You know how sensitive it has become.
总而言之，你如果放眼看上去，这个世界到处都在示威，都在游行。
You look at the world, that everywhere there's demonstrations and protests.
回教世界示威游行，美国也在示威游行，大陆更不用讲了，苏联也是如此，印度也是如此，各处都是一样。
Everywhere from the Muslim world, from China and here in India, everywhere, Russia.
这个世界上没有一个人高兴的，每一个人都要 protest, 每一个人都要抗议。
There is no one who's happy in this world. Everyone wants to protest and demonstrate.
我活了这辈年纪，从来没看过世界是这么糟糕的。
I've lived all my life. I've never seen the world has come to such a state.
所以，在这样的一个黑暗的时代里头，天灾人祸屡屡不断，越来越严重。
And in this day of darkness, that there's natural disasters, it just coming on nonstop.
世界的人因着这样的黑暗的光景，就拍了所谓的世界末日的电影。
And the people of the world, because of this darkness that's coming, they make a movie called it The End of the World.
但是基督徒，我们里头的感觉是什么？
As Christians, what do we feel within?
难道这一切是偶然的吗？
Do these all happen by chance?
还是有一个看不见的手，上帝坐在宝座上，在搅动这个世界？
Or is it true that there is an invisible hand, our God sitting on the throne, and he's stirring up the world?
所以 希伯来书的话就很清楚了。
So the words from Hebrews is very clear.
主自己说,
the Lord himself said,
有一天我不但要震动地, 我还要震动天。
One day I'm not going to shake the earth, but also I'm going to shake the heavens.
所有凡能够被震动的都要被挪去。
All that can be shaken will be taken away.
只有那不被震动的要永远长存。
Only the one that cannot be shaken will last forever.
因此,
therefore,
我们所有的基督徒在这个时代面临这么大的黑暗的时候，我们要问我们自己，每一个人都要问自己一个问题。
Therefore, in this the age of darkness, that as Christians, we need to ask ourselves one question.
从你得救到今天,
from the day you're saved till today,
可能你只有得救一个月,
maybe you have saved
all 可能你已经得救了50年、60年都很长很长一段时间了。
Or maybe you have been saved for a long time, 50, 60 years.
你的心在哪里？
Where is your heart?
你努力的有多少可以经得起这个震动？
What have you worked upon? What you have strived for? How much of it can be can survive this shaking?
你我这一生所有在那里经营的，所有建造的， 有什么能够存到永远的？ 这是我们现在每一个人该问的问题。
What you have been managing, what you've been building and working for the whole life, what can last forever? This is a question that we need to ask ourselves.
因为神正在震动这整个的地球。
Because God is now shaking the whole earth.
物质的世界被震动， 经济的世界被震动， 属灵的世界一样被震动。
The physical world is being shaken, the financial world is being shaken, and also the spiritual world is being shaken right now.
所以在这样的一个时候， 神的信息是什么？
So at this time, what is the message from God?
神的儿子第一次来到世界。
When the Son of God came to the world the first time,
2000年前，
2000 years ago,
那个时候的世界也是一个非常黑暗的世界。
At that time, the world at that time is also at a very dark age.
神有400年没有向他的百姓说话。
400 years God has not spoken to his people.
但是神的时间一到， 他要向这个世界表明一个信息。
But when the time was right, God had to give the world a message.
所以昨天早晨我的题目叫做 转移时代的信息。
So yesterday morning, the topic of my message was the epoch-changing message.
那个信息是什么呢？
So what is that message?
你会发现第一个人传的是施洗约翰。
You realize the first one who preached the message was John the Baptist.
第二个人传的就是主耶稣自己。
The second person who preached it was the Lord himself.
然后他训练了12个门徒成为第 三批人出去传这个信息。
And the 12 disciples became the third group of people who went out to preach. It's the same message.
然后主预言。
And then the Lord prophesied.
当他第二次回来，
when he's returning, when he's coming the second time.
当这个时代要结束之前，
and just before this age is going to end,
天国的福音要传遍地极， 然后末期才到。
The gospel for the kingdom of heaven will spread to the end of the earth, and then the end will come.
换而言之，
in other words,
神对这个危机黑暗的时代里头，
for this, this age of darkness in crisis,
神有一个信息是永远没有改变的。
God's message has never changed.
这个信息就是天国近了，你们应当悔改。
This message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
所以我深深的相信，
so I deeply believe,
今天神在震动这一切的时候， 神对他的教会也好， 对这个黑暗的世界也好， 还是传 同样这篇信息。
So at this time of darkness, God for this world and for His church is the same message.
所以
therefore,
新约有27卷的书。
There are 27 books in the New Testament.
神把这一卷马太福音放在第一卷。
God placed the book of Matthew as the first book.
这叫做开宗明义。
This is the beginning of the whole scroll.
Not quite. State the fact right in the beginning.
Oh, it's stating the thesis at the beginning of
right.
of a whole document. It's the thesis.
对，任何一个文章最重要的头一段话，就是把我到底要讲什么讲出来。
It's the most important point that the whole piece of a document is going to state.
神做了很多的事，但是他到底要做什么？他的核心是什么？马太福音把它讲出来。
What God wants to do, what's the focus of His work? That's stated in the book of Matthew.
所以我们在那里，个人都忙自己的事情，教会里面忙教会的事情，每一个人都有很多的事情在 occupy 我们自己。
So a lot of people, everybody's busy about their own thing. The church is busy about his own thing.
神就 在我们这么繁忙的生活当中，把我们阵阵摇一摇，说：“哎，醒一醒啊！有一件事情你忘记了。”
And with all our busy schedules, God is shaking us and say, "Wake up, wake up! There is something that's very important."
有一件事情比你个人的生命更重要。
There is something that's more important than your personal life.
比你的事业更重要。
It's more important than your career.
比你的家庭更重要。
It's more important than your family.
那一件事是什么？就是神心里面最重要的一件事。
What is that thing? That's the thing that's most important in God's heart.
他大发他的儿子来到这个世界，不是仅仅叫我们罪得赦免，将来不要下地。
He sent his son to the world not only so that we can be saved and not go to heaven and not go to hell.
如果这整个只是耶稣来到地上的目的的话，你把神看得太小了。
If this is the whole purpose, merely the whole purpose of God's salvation, you're belittling God's work.
搞了半天还是为你。
And you think that all this is done for you.
搞了半天还是为我。
And all this is done for me.
我们永远离不开自我的中心。
We cannot depart from the self-center.
但是你会发现这篇信息说天国近了，你们要悔改，就是从我们自我里面出来。
But you realize this message, the kingdom of heaven is not, we need to be released from this self-centered mentality.
要我们注意造我们的神，爱我们的主，舍命为什么？
And you, so that we can pay attention to this, this Lord, this God who created us, the one who gave up his life for us, the Lord.
所以马太就是要把这个信息讲出来。
So Matthew is delivering this message.
那他给我们了一个词汇，他没有用神的国，他乃是用天国。
He's given us this term or this phrase, the kingdom of heaven.
昨天稍微解释了一下，神的国它的重点是神座宝座。
And yesterday I explained it for a little because the kingdom of God is emphasizing on God who's sitting on the throne.
但是天国到底谁坐宝座呢？
And yet for the kingdom of heaven, who's sitting on the throne?
这是一个很重要的信息了。
This is a very important message.
神在这里把他的儿子打发到世界上来，他的目的是要他的儿子在地上建立一个国度，他的儿子坐宝座。
God has sent his son to the world. He wants to establish this throne for his son, and he is the one who's going to sit on the throne in this world and on earth.
所以天国的实体乃是能够让他的儿子坐在这个宝座上。
So the substance of this kingdom of heaven is for his son to be able to sit on this throne.
但是很可惜，这个儿子来的时候，圣经告诉我们，他来到自己的地方，自己的人。
But unfortunately, the Bible tells us that his son, when he came to this earth and has his own place, but his own people did not accept him.
但是，你看他一到这个世界上来的时候，生下来的时候，东方的博士就来找他。
And you know, when he came to the world, there's the wise men from the east. They came and looked for him.
找他的时候问的问题是什么？
So what were the questions posed when they saw him?
那生下来要做犹太人王的在哪里？
Where is the one who was born to be the king of Jews?
他什么人不好问，去问希律王。
And they didn't ask the, well, who would they ask? They went to Herod the king.
希律王，这个希律这个字的意思就是犹太人的王，这个 hero 这个字的意思就是这个意思。
You know, the name Herod, the meaning of the name is the king of Jews.
你想想看，我是犹太人的王，你老先生跑来问我犹太人王在哪里，真是叫有眼不识泰山呢。
Think about it. If my name is the King of Jews, and you, this old man came and asked me, "Where is the King of Jews?" Don't you know who it is?
他应该说，难道你们瞎了眼吗？
He should ask them, are you blind?
但是你会发现，圣经说不是，他没有问这个问题，他来是说害怕，他不安。耶路撒冷的合成的人也都不安。
And the Bible says that he didn't ask that question. He actually was afraid. And the whole city, the people in the city of Jerusalem were afraid.
这希律王坐在犹太人的宝座上，他心里面不安，因为他知道他不是 legitimate 的王。
Herod was sitting on the throne for as the king of Jews, and because he knows he's not the legitimate king.
你要做犹太人的王，你必须要有大卫的血统。
If you want to be the king for the Jews, you must be a descendant of King David.
他跟大卫八竿子搭不上边的。
And he was as far away from David's bloodline as possible.
他是一个以东人。
He was from Edom.
以东人就是杂种。
And he was a mixed.
Right, mixed blood. 对，所以他按照他懂这个做大卫宝座的这个合法性在哪里，所以有人来问他的时候，正好戳到他的痛处。
He understood the legitimacy of who should be sitting on the throne as the king of Jews. So when somebody asked him that question, they were just hitting on the target.
Sore point.
Hitting his sore point.
那么我们每一个人岂不都是希律吗？
Aren't we all Herods?
我是跳一步了哈。
I'm skipping.
我们都不应该做宝座的人，可是我们大家都坐在自己的宝座上。
We are not supposed to be sitting on the throne, but we are all sitting on the thrones.
对不对？我们规定我的一生要做什么，我喜欢做什么，我要什么，这都是我。I, 这我们每一个人都有自己的宝座。
And we all have the throne. We all decide what we do this life, what we're going to do, and we have all our own, make our own decisions, sit on our own throne.
从神的眼光来看，这件事情是非法的。
And from God's point of view, this is illegitimate.
所以天国来了。
So the kingdom of heaven is here.
天国近了，你们要悔改，悔改，悔改什么？
Repent, the kingdom of heaven is near, is at hand. What are you repenting for?
让篡位的王下台。
So the illegitimate king has to come down.
让真正合法的王坐在他该坐的位置上。
So that the legitimate king can sit on a throne.
但是不是政治性的。
But that's not the politically speaking.
所以在当时犹太人很失望，以为他是来做犹太人的王，结果他不是政治的王。在那个阶段他对当时的罗马王他并没有像犹太人心目中所要的来把他推翻。
And so the Jews were very disappointed at that time because he did not came to be the king politically, as the Jews has wished that they would overthrow the Roman rulers.
犹太人心目中的弥赛亚是要来做他们的王，把这个罗马政权推翻，这是他们的心中想象的。但是耶稣来根本不是做这件事。
And so for the Jews in their heart, they were wishing for the Messiah who would come and overthrow the Roman government. But Jesus came and he did not do this.
这里有一个天国。
Here is the kingdom of heaven.
在这一次来的时候，他是建立一个属灵的国度。
He came this time to establish a spiritual kingdom.
他要得着一批属灵的人。
He wants to gain a group of spiritual people.
在这一个领域里头，他掌权。
In this realm that he would reign.
但是第二次要来的时候。
And yet in his second coming.
我们稍微一起读一段圣经。
Let's look at a few verses.
请打开启示录。
Please turn to Revelation.
第十一章。
Chapter 11.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
启示录十一章十五节。
Revelation chapter 11, verse 15.
第七位天使吹号，天上就有大声音说：“世上的国成了我主和主基督的国，他要做王，直到永永远远。”
Revelation 11:15, and the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, "The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever."
所以你可以看得到，在这里又有一个新的词汇出现。
So you see a new term that came up here.
在这里称 耶稣作王的这件事情，那个国叫做我主与主基督的国。
It calls referring to the matter of our Lord being the King as the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ.
那么这个地方你就会发现，万国承不承认呢？
And you realize are all nations confessing to this fact?
从这些圣经，万国承不承认
？From this verse, are all the people bowing down to this fact?
没反应啊。
Any reaction here?
这些圣经告诉我们，万国承不承认主与主基督的国
？What does this verse tell us? Are the whole nation, are the kingdoms of this world confessing to the fact that He is the King of He is the kingdom of our Lord and of His Christ?
啊？世上的国成了我主与主基督的国。换而言之
，In other words, it says here, the kingdom of this world are becoming the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ.
在第七号吹响的时候，地上所有的万国都要承认耶稣是主。
When the seventh trumpet sounded, all the kingdoms of this world, they will all confess that the Lord and His Christ.
第七号吹响的是什么时间
？What is the timing for the seventh trumpet?
就是主第二次回来的时间。
That is the time when our Lord comes the second time.
就是整个教会要被提到空中与主相遇的那个时间。
That is the timing when the whole church will be raptured and to meet with our Lord.
地上要有大灾难的时间。
And when there's tribulation on earth.
我们所有的信徒，死的要复活，活着的要被改变，然后要被提。
And so are the believers, the ones who are dead will be resurrected, and the one who's living will be taken up in life.
那个叫做 the last trumpet, 最后一支号。
And that is called the last trumpet.
就是启示录所讲的第七号。
And that is referred to as the seventh trumpet in Revelation.
所以约翰在异象里面看见这个将来要发生的一个事实。
So John see in his vision what's going to happen in the future.
到那一天，果然，基督坐上他的宝座，而且被万国接受承认。
And on that day, our Lord and the Christ will sit on His throne and also be confessed by the whole world, the many nations.
那么马太所讲的天国呢
？What about the kingdom of heaven referred to in Matthew?
这是指的耶稣第一次来。
This is referring to the Lord's first coming.
他是不是王呢
？It referring to the Lord's first coming.
他是不是王呢？
Was he the king?
阁下认为如何
？What do you think?
耶稣是不是王
？Is Jesus the king?
这句话是那个审判耶稣的比拉多问的。
This question was asked to him by the judge, Pontius Pilate.
比拉多问他：“你是犹太人的王吗
？”Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of Jews?"
记得主耶稣怎么回答
？Do you remember what Jesus answered?
你说的是
What you said is correct.
我为此而生
I was born for this purpose.
我为真理做见证
I will testify for the truth.
所以耶稣第一次来就是王
So the first time that Jesus came, he was king.
只是这个王不被人接受
It's just that he was not accepted by the people.
他最后把他钉在十字架上的时候，十字架上有个牌子。
In the end, when he was crucified on the cross, there is a plaque on top of the cross.
牌子上写什么
？What does it say?
犹太人的王。
The King of Jews.
看见没有
？Do you see?
他是王。
He is king. He was king.
但是他被弃绝的王。
And yes, he was not. He was being a king that's rejected.
不因为人弃绝他，他就不是王。
But not because he was rejected doesn't mean that he's not king.
他仍然是王。
He's still a king.
在谁的心中掌权做王呢？
In whose heart that he was considered king?
想一想
Think about it.
他是王
He is king.
王不能光敢司令叫王啊
You cannot just claim a king by himself.
你必须要有什么臣仆啊
You must have your subjects.
有国民啊
You have to have the people.
那请问耶稣第一次来的时候？他的臣仆是谁？他的国民是谁
？Let me ask you, when he first came, or Jesus first came, who was his people? Who were his subjects?
就是他呼召的什么门徒
？There were the disciples that he called.
对不对？这就是他得到的子民嘛。
Those are the people that he gained.
那我请问阁下是吗
？Let me ask you, how about you?
阁下是吗？
Are you one of them?
Entitled, yes. 啊，在名义上是。
Entitled, you are.
但是天国的实际在你的身上，如果只是 entitled 是没有用的。
But if the reality of the kingdom of heaven is only happening in title, it's useless.
就跟这个施洗约翰第一个人传讲这个信息的时候，那些来听他讲道的人中间。
It's just like when John the Baptist was preaching this message, those among those who came to listen to him.
有法利赛人，有文士，有祭司。
There were the Pharisees, there were the Sadducees, there were the priests.
都是响当当的，政治于。宗教的领袖们
and these were well-known religious leaders and political leaders.
他们认为我们当然是上帝的选民
They thought, of course, we are chosen people by God.
但是做梦没有想到，当他来传讲天国的道的时候，他对着这些宗教的领袖们，认为自己是上帝选民的人，他说：“不要以为你们有亚伯拉罕做你们的祖宗。”
And they never dreamt that when Jesus was proclaiming that as people of God, you shouldn't just rely on the fact that you are the descendant of Abraham.
血统没有用的。
This bloodline is useless.
传统也没有用的。
Traditions are useless.
啊，除非你们悔改。
Not unless they repent.
神可以从石头里兴起亚伯拉罕的子孙。
God can raise up the descendants, the sons of Abraham from stones.
神能够从不可能里面做出可能来
God can do the impossible
这是天国的那个传讲信息的人告诉我们的事实
This is the fact that told by us by the messenger delivering the message of the kingdom of heaven
这就告诉我们我们会聚会会听到会受洗会这个会那个不见得证明你就是天国的子民在实体上
It tells us that even though you know how to come and gather and listen to the message, you're baptized, everything you know how to do, but it doesn't mean that you have the reality of being a part of the kingdom of heaven.
除非耶稣基督这个天国的王在你的身上是事实。
Not unless that the king in this kingdom of heaven, Jesus being sitting on the throne, becomes a fact in your life.
好，那么我们现在就来看这本福音书的作者。
So let's look at the author of this book.
因为神用他来作为马太福音的作者是很稀奇的。
God has used this person amazingly to write this book.
原谅我这样说，如果我是耶稣
，Forgive me for saying this. If I was Jesus,
我会让我的头号使徒彼得来写这本书。
I would use my number one disciple Peter to write this book.
对不对？他是我最得意的徒弟。上变化山也是他，到哪里都是他。我当然让他来写这第一本书了。
Isn't that true? I have my favorite disciple. He's the one who went to the Mount of Transfiguration, and he did everything great. Of course, for this first book, I have to use him to write it.
但事实不是如此。
But that's not the fact.
彼得写的福音书是第二本，是马可，他借着马可来写的。
And what Peter wrote, what Peter's gospel is written through Mark.
神有意的。让马太来写
And intentionally that God has used Matthew to write it.
这就很有意思了
And this is interesting.
你应该问为什么
You should ask why.
为什么没有用彼得来写第一本福音书而是用这个马太来写呢
Why didn't God use Peter to write this first book of the gospel but use Matthew?
今天早上我就要花一点时间我们来揣摩一下马太这个人
So this morning, let's study this person, Matthew.
他身上有什么特色?
What are some special characteristics upon him?
我们来读几处圣经。
Let's look at a few verses.
九章，马太。
Matthew chapter 9.
这是唯一讲到他作者自己的。
This is the only place where it mentioned about the author himself, the writer himself.
九章九节。
Chapter 9, verse 9.
耶稣从那里往前走。看见一个人名叫马太坐在税关上就对他说你跟从我来他就起来跟从了耶稣
Chapter 9 verse 9 And as Jesus passed forth from thence he saw a man named Matthew sitting at a receipt of custom and he saith unto him follow me and he arose and followed him
整个马太福音1068节就这么一节讲到他自己
In the whole book of Matthew, there is 1,068 verses. This is the only verse that talked about Matthew.
没了。
No more.
所以你要问马太是谁
So if you ask who's Matthew,
你知道他是税吏。
You know that he's a tax collector.
有一天他正在忙得不可开交在 office。
One day he was sitting in his office so very busy.
有一个人跑进来。
One person came upon him.
也没什么寒暄。
There's no greeting or anything.
你好我好没有。
Oh, how are you?
只有一句话、well. 来跟从我。
Just one word, these words that you come follow me.
我们的马弟兄就起来就跟从他了。
So our brother Matthew just stood up and followed him.
仅此而已。
Just like that.
我们就读过去也就算了也不放在心上。
And we read it and we probably didn't pay much attention.
你拍拍脑袋想一想。
And you hit your head and thought about it.
你跟他换一个位置。
If you switch your position with him.
你坐在他的 office 里。
You were sitting in his office.
然后有一个人跑到你的 office 来。
So somebody came into your office.
然后对你说来跟从我。
And talk to, and say to you,Follow me.
阁下走吗?
So would you go?
走的人举手。
If anybody will follow him, raise your hand, please.
我们中间一个马弟兄都没有。
There's no brother Mar here.
啊?
Brother Matt.
都不走，都是聪明，我们都比马太聪明多了。
We are all smarter than brother Matthew, and he seemed to act a little dumb.
Or a nerd.
Or a nerd.
啊。不 make sense. 你如果好好想一想
If you think about it, it doesn't seem to make sense.
因为你我都不会做这件事的嘛
Because you and I, we would not do something like this.
对不对？你好好在上班，忙得要死。
You're just doing your job. It's so busy.
那个人又不是来问你 tax 的问题。
And this person is not asking you a tax question.
我们现在年底到了，赶快deduct 不多，赶快今天要开支票啊。
Of course, this is the end of year. You should write check for your deductibles.
这么还有好说的？二话不说来跟从我 他也不问一个月多少钱
And these other questions might make sense but this person didn't say anything else but said follow me they didn't ask how much money
也不 per month
per month
他就走了
And he left
从那天起再也没回头过
Other question from that doesn't make sense but this person didn't say anything ever return
你好奇吗
Else but said, follow me, they didn't ask
他到底是谁
How much money?
Per month.
Per month. Yes, who is this guy?
Hey. 他就走了。
And then he...
这个人从那天起再也没有回头过。
And from that day on, he never returned.
你把马太福音写出来。好奇吗 他到底是谁啊
Aren't you curious? Who is this guy?
Hey, 神就用这个人把马太福音写出来的。
And yet God used this person, wrote down the Gospel of Matthew.
他写的马太福音跟人家其他三本福音书都不一样。
And this book of Matthew is different from the other three books of the Gospel.
所以你我都应该多在这个弟兄身上想一想神为什么用他做这么重要的事情。
So you and I should spend a little time thinking about this brother. Why does God use this brother to do something so important?
第二处我们要到路加福音去看
The second place, let's turn to the book of Luke
第五章
Chapter 5
27
Verse 27
到28
Through verse 28
也是路加就记载了同样的事
Luke actually recorded the same thing
五章二十七节这样说这是以后耶稣出去看见一个税吏名叫利未坐在税关上就对他说你来跟从我来
Luke chapter 5 verse 27 And after these things he went forth and saw a publican named Levi sitting at the receipt of custom and he said unto him follow me
他就撇下所有起来跟从了耶稣
And he left all rose up and follow him
所以在这段话里面我们知道哦，马太又有一个名字
So from this passage we know that Matthew has another name
他叫利未
He's named Levi.
对吗？只是这段话里头，他跟马太福音所讲的略有不同的地方。
And this is the only slight difference that's different from what's recorded in Matthew.
讲的是同一个人。
It's talking about the same person.
然后你跳到29节。
And they jump to verse 29.
到32节。
To verse 32.
你就会发现这里告诉我们，他蒙召以后就发生一件事。
Yeah, here it tells us after he was called, there's something that happened.
利未在自己家里。 为耶稣大摆筵席，有许多税吏和别人与他们一同坐席。
Verse 29, and Levi made him a great feast in his own house, and there was a great company of publicans and of others that sat down with him.
法利赛人和文士就向耶稣的门徒发怨言说，你们为什么和税吏并罪人一同吃喝呢？
But the scribes and Pharisees murmured against his disciples, saying, why do ye eat and drink with publicans and sinners?
耶稣对他们说，无病的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。
And Jesus answering said unto them, they are whole, need not a physician, but they that are sick.
我们一起念32节，中英文一起念。
Verse 32 together, Chinese and English.
我来本不是招义人悔改，乃是招罪人悔改。大概整个的四福音书里面，就是这几节圣经讲到利未、马太。
And so in the whole book of all the books of gospel, that these are the only verses that talked about Matthew or Levi.
所以我们如果要去明白这个弟兄的话，第一当然是凭着这几节圣经，我们来从中间得着一些亮光。
So if we try to get to know this brother a little better, of course we start from these verses and try to get to know what it's talking about.
然后我们就需要从他的作品里头，马太福音里头去叫侧敲旁击，来推论他是怎么样一个人物。
And then we need to read between the lines from his writing, what kind of a character is he?
盼望我们早上能够把这个作者的特点抓到。
And so I hope that this morning we will grab onto the characteristic of this writer.
我为什么要特别注视这个弟兄呢？
Why did I want to focus on this brother?
你要知道信息与传信息的人是绑在一起的。
You need to know that the message is very closely tied up to the messenger.
对，昨天我第一堂我讲的是那个 message.
And yesterday, the first message I focused on the message itself.
我只讲了 title.
I only talked about the title.
没有到 detail. Detail 是整个的马太福音。
And the whole detail is included in the book of Matthew.
那是另外一个特会。
That's another conference.
但是起码我们要知道一件事，神有一个 message 对这个世界最黑暗的时候来传讲。
At the least we need to know that God has a message to the world of darkness.
神是那个道。
God is that word.
但是道要出来的时候要找一个器皿。
And when the word needs to be delivered, there needs to be a vessel.
所以那个器皿就是所谓的 messenger, 就是传道的人。
So this vessel is that messenger, the person who delivered the message.
这个人不是在路上随便找阿猫阿狗抓来说你跟我去讲吧就行了，不是的。
It's not just anybody you grab from the road that, and just let somebody to go and preach the message.
神要准备一个特殊的器皿。
God needs to prepare a special instrument.
比如说在这个犹太人在埃及做奴隶的时代，
For example, when the Jews or Israelites were slaves in the land of Egypt,
他们祷告说苦死了，求神救他们。
They were praying to God that they were how they were suffering, and asked God to save them.
神就要等啊等啊，找啊找啊找，最后找到一个人。
And God was waiting and waiting, seeking and seeking, and finally he found someone.
摩西。
That's Moses.
找到他的时候还不太合用，还要让他去旷野大学休课40年。
And when he found this person, he was still not quite ready, so he had to send him to college in the wilderness for 40 years.
对吧？等到40年后才算毕业，80岁了，说，来来来来，帮我干活。
After 40 years, he graduated finally and said, and he's 80 years old, and he said, now you can come and I can use it.
因为40岁的他，上帝用不起，因为一拳一个。
Because what, at 40 years old, and he God cannot use him because he would
本事太大了。
Hit someone with a fist, and he was too great.
一拳一个就一拳打死一个人。
He'll kill one person by each fist.
他有李小龙的功夫。
He has the kung fu of Bruce Lee.
所以你就知道我们状那个人找到了，可是你的状态不一定合适。
So when he finally found someone, that he might not be in the right condition.
神要把你磨制到一个程度，说现在可以了。
God has to mold you to a certain degree to the right state.
然后服侍他那个时代的人。
And then he can serve the people of his generation.
保罗也是其中一个很典型的代表。
is another classic example.
神固然是选了十二个使徒。
God has chosen the 12 disciples.
但是这十二个使徒要完成神有一个特殊的使命，把福音传到外邦人中间去。
And for these 12 disciples to accomplish a very special mission to deliver the gospel to the Gentiles.
彼得是开了那个外邦人的钥匙的那一个第一个人。
And Peter was the first one to open up with the key.
但是真正把福音带到外邦人中间，神另外还找一个人。
And for the person who truly can bring the gospel to the Gentiles, God had to find another person.
就是保罗，对吧
？That is Paul, isn't that right?
所以你就会发现，这个 messenger 神是很挑剔的。
And you see that God is very picky about choosing this right messenger.
那么现在我们就来看。这个天国的福音神为什么用马太呢
？So we need to look why does God use Matthew for spreading the kingdom of heaven？
在他身上有什么特色是这一个天国福音要开展的时候，拿他作为 role model， 作为一个样板呢
？What is so special about him that he was the role model for opening up this kingdom of heaven？
第一，你会发现。
First, you would realize.
神找的人都是很忙的人。
God always looks for the busiest person.
对不对
？Isn't that right?
他老先生不是在家睡觉。
He was not taking a nap at home.
他是在 IRS 正在上班。
He was working hard at IRS.
在当时的税制。
In the tax system at that time.
所谓包干制，包干制是就是说 ，you just.Have a contract.
It's a contractual system that you get a contract to collect taxes
with government.
With the government.
啊，然后就是说这个地区我来包。
And so you are contracted for this region.
我一年上缴多少亿。
So every year, this year I will give you how many billions of dollars.
那么谁能够交的多，政府就把这个责任交给他。
Whoever a bid for this contract, then who has the most, then the government will give this to him.
所以。这种人是有两把刷子的人。
So these kind of people are really people with certain talent capabilities.
你要能够把犹太人口袋里的钱捞出来。
You have to get
没有两把刷子办不到的。
You have to get money from the pocket of some Jews. This is it takes talent.
对，比要从老中的口袋里拿钱出来更难的，因为犹太人比老中还厉害。
And it's hard. You know how hard it is to get money from the pocket of some Chinese, and it's even harder to get it from the Jews.
对吧？所以马太是干税吏的，就是他有一个本事，就是能够掌握民情，各行各业赚多少钱了若指掌。
And so this Matthew, he's the tax collector. He actually knows what's going on in people's lives and their businesses, so he has to know all these information so that he can do his job.
如果他是个猛叉叉的人
，If he's somebody who's just confused，
你猜他能够抽到多少钱
？How much money do you think he can collect？
我看他年年倒贴的都来不及了。
He could probably have to pick out his own pocket to pay。
同意吗？
Don't you agree?
你们没人做过 tax collector， 所以通用也搞不清楚。
You probably have not never been a tax collector. You might not realize.
真的，你要做 tax collector 不简单哦。
It's not a simple job to be a tax collector.
你好，这是他的职业。
So this is his job.
他正在忙得不可开交。
He was so very busy.
耶稣来到他的 office.
Jesus came to his office.
只说一句话。
He just said this one sentence.
来跟从我。
Come follow me.
彼得还对他说：“来跟从我，我要叫你得人如得鱼。”这里没有说我叫你捞钱捞的更多。
He actually said to Peter, "said Come follow me. I'll make you fishers of men." And he didn't tell Matthew that I'll make you more money.
没有了，很干脆，他就放下一切。跟着他就走。
Very simple. He left everything and followed Jesus.
我问了大家每一个人，包括我自己，如果你跟他换一个位置，今天发生这件事情在你的身上，我没有一个人举手的。
I asked you this question for each one of you, including myself. If this happened to you today, switch the position with him, no one of us would follow Jesus.
所以你就要问了，为什么他跟你跟我不一样
？So you would ask, why is he different from you and from me?
对吧？这是值得问的问题。
This is a worthwhile question.
他一定知道跟他讲话的是谁。
He must know Who is the one who speaks to him?
没有人会跟个陌生人走。当然，我有一次跟陌生人走，上了大头当。
No one would follow a stranger. Of course, once I did it, and I fell in a trap.
那是纯粹因为我太笨。
It was purely because I was too stupid.
但是那马太绝对不是笨人。
And yet Matthew, you know, he's not a dumb person.
在十二个门徒中间，我相信他是最聪明的一个。
Among the 12 disciples, I believe he's probably the smartest.
同不同意是你个人决定的。
It's up to you whether.
我个人认为这十二个人他是最聪明的。
Personally, I believe among the 12, he must be the smartest.
他居然没有问，他一定不是不知道，他老早就知道这个跟他讲话的是谁。
The reason he didn't ask is not because he doesn't know, but he must know from long before that who this person is.
而且他对他一定有相当程度的什么信任与崇拜。
And to him, not only he knows him, he has a certain respect and certain admiration for this person.
对不对？你绝不会跟一个人是你根本看不起的人，你说我跟你走，不可能的。你一定跟一个有本事的人走嘛。
And you would not go to with just anybody that you do not respect or trust. You would have to trust some or follow somebody you trust or respect.
如果是你是我，你总要问，哎，去哪里啊？
And if it's you or me, I will ask, where are we going?
非洲。
Africa.
去不去？
Would you go?
啊，更没有人了。
Of course, there's even less chance of anyone following.
对不对？你要跟一个人走，你要知道去哪里，一定去了更好的地方嘛。
You follow someone, you need to know where you're going, and must going to somewhere better.
这个都是叫做 common sense, 每个人都知道的。
This is something like a common sense everybody knows.
哎，他居然没有问哦。
And yet he did not ask.
就跟亚伯拉罕也有同样的味道。亚伯拉罕有一天荣耀的神向他显现，叫他离开本地本家本族。哎，他老先生也没有说去哪里就走喽。
And it's just like a reminder of Abraham that God called him out to leave his family, his hometown, and his people, and he just left without asking a question.
所以你会发现，当神的呼召临到人的时候，有的人保留，有的人没有保留，完全摆上去。
So you see that when God gave his calling, there are some people who does not have any reservations, some who would have reservations.
为什么有保留？为什么没有保留？
Why is there cases that we have reservation? Why are there cases that are without reservation?
它的分别点就是你对你呼召的那个人，你认识他多深。
The key difference is based upon how much understanding or knowledge you have for the person who gave you the calling.
同意吗？你认识他越深，你就越能够 trust 他，你就越能够跟上去。
The more you know him, that you will trust him more, then the more likely you're going to follow him.
你对他认识模模糊糊，对他的作为也是不清不楚。然后他说跟随我，你我都有保留，不会去跟随的。
Your knowledge, your understanding of this person is kind of vague and you not in depth. Then you would have reservation, of course, when he asks you to follow him.
好。他跟了。
Now he followed.
他马上一个行动。
And immediately he had an action.
可能就是在一个礼拜之内，我们不知道准确的时间性，但不重要。
Possibly within a week, we don't know the exact timing. That's not important.
路加告诉我们，他在家里面就开了一个大 party.
So Luke tells us that he gave a great party at his house.
啊，他大摆筵席，有许多税吏和别人与他们一同坐席。
And he made him a great feast in his house, and many tax collectors and others that came and sat down with him.
他摆得起啊，因为他母老老。
And he was wealthy enough to do this.
蛮钱，他一定是赚饱饱饱的人。
Of course, he would have made enough money to do this.
没有一个穷税吏的，都是很有钱的。
You would not find a poor tax collector; they are all rich.
不然没有人要干。
Of course, otherwise nobody wants to have this job.
对不对？你要去 Wall Street 干，是因为他那里 pay you 最高的薪水。
And the reason you work in Wall Street is because they pay you the best salary.
所以他那天就大摆筵席，把他的同事们请来。
So that day he made a big feast and asked all his coworkers.
亲戚们请来，朋友们请来。
His relatives, his friends, all invited.
圣经没有告诉我们多少人，但是我们相信就是很多的他的哥们都来了。
And the Bible didn't tell us exactly how many, but you believe there are so many. All the people he knows are all invited.
那每一个人都要问，我看老马，你请客干什么？
So all people would ask, Matt, why are you giving this feast?
那天晚上, 他就站起来讲话咯。
So that evening he stood up and speak.
我请大家来吃饭, 有一个目的的。
I asked you here to eat and I have a purpose.
There's no free dinner.
没有白吃的晚饭。
这个目的是什么呢? 我要向你们介绍。 一个人物,
what is this purpose? I need to introduce this character to you.
一个特殊人物,
a special person to you.
他的名字叫耶稣,
his name is Jesus.
那一定大家就窃窃私语起来了。
That would be stirring among the people, talking among themselves.
有人听过, 有人没有听过。
Some people might have heard about him, others may not.
然后就开始为耶稣做见证。
And they were testifying for Jesus.
对不对? 他讲说, 明天起,
and he said, starting from tomorrow,
我不上班了,
I'm not going to work anymore.
啊?
What?
那你干嘛?
So what are you going to do?
跟他走,
I'll follow him.
所以大家都眼睛都竖起来了,
so all their eyes went big and their ears are
open. 所以那天晚上, 每一个来吃饭的人都被这位耶稣吸引住了。
So that evening, all the guests who came to eat were all drawn by this Jesus.
因为这一个有名的税吏,
because this well-known tax collector.
有的人佩服他, 羡慕他, 有的人瞧不起他,
some people may admire him and jealous of him, others people despise him.
因为在这段圣经里面告诉我们, 中间有一些客人就在那边, 你看看这位耶稣, 居然和, 税吏, 还有罪人一起吃饭。
Just from this passage, you see some people are murmuring among themselves, why did this Jesus eating with these tax collectors and sinners?
所以意见多得很, 对这件事情, 有的人很佩服, 有的人很恼火。
And they have many, many opinions that people, some people have admiration, other people have mad for about them.
但是马太心里面非常笃定。
But in the heart of Matthew, he was sure.
人怎么说, 跟他没有关系的,
what others are saying has nothing to do with him.
你们佩服也好, 你们讨厌他也好, 我是跟定他了。
Whether you admire him or whether you don't like him, I'm going to follow this person.
因为,
because
他是我一生所追求的。
He is the one that I am seeking after
同意吗?
In my life.
他那天晚上一定是说, 我跟他走, 我把我这一个肥的工作不要赚, 因为我找到比现在做的怎么样更好更有意义。
That night he must have said something like this, that I'm willing to give up this very job with the good benefits, it's because I found something better and more meaningful.
没有人去一个比现在更烂的东西啊。
Nobody would go for a second something that's worse than what we have now.
我们弟兄带我们唱诗歌是 higher ground, 更高之处啊。
Let us in singing him higher ground.
他一直在问我们一个问题, are you ready? 你预备好了没有?
He kept asking us, are you ready?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 今天我要让你看见 higher ground.
And dear brothers and sisters, we need to see today the higher ground.
我们如果没有看见马太所看见的, 你永远以为你现在所在的就是 higher ground.
If you did not see what Matthew have seen, then you would always think that you are already on the higher ground.
你可能说我读了这么多的书, 今天神终于给我这么好的一个 job, 我觉得 hallelujah, 感谢赞美主, 这就是我的一生。
You may think that I now have studied so many years and got my education, now I got a good job, then hallelujah, praise the Lord, this is my life.
你看我有好的妻子, 我有好的孩子, 这就是我 higher ground 了。
I have a good wife, I have a good kids, and this is my higher ground. I'm already in a good place.
但是马太不是这样想的。
But that's what Matthew thought.
是。
Truly.
我有钱了。
I have money.
我有事了。
I have my business, career.
我的人生有我的成就了。
I have accomplishments in my life.
但是。
But yet.
我并不快乐。
I'm not happy.
但是。
But yet.
我知道。 这不是我活的原因。
I know this is not the reason for me to live.
人的生命比这些更高。
Man's life is higher than these.
对吗? 所以那天晚上他做见证的时候, 是一个非常重要的一刻。
So that evening when he was testifying, then it was a very important moment.
他跟他的过去告别。
He was saying farewell to his past.
所有的人都不懂，你为什么把那么好的工作放掉？
No one understood why he was giving up such a good job.
然后开始跟着这一位耶稣走呢？
Then he followed this Jesus.
这变成他下半生的谜，很多人不懂。
This became a puzzle for the second half of his life. A lot of people won't understand.
那人家也批评耶稣，你怎么带着这么一个人物跟着你住走呢？你不难道不知道他是我们犹太人所瞧不起的税吏吗？
The others would ask Jesus, why would you get somebody who like this to follow you? A tax collector, a person who's despised by the Jews.
为什么税吏在犹太人，尤其这些宗教领袖的眼中是下三流的人物呢？
Why is it that the tax collector has been despised to the lowest position by the religious leaders?
用我们中国人的语句来描述这个当时犹太人看马太是用什么词汇来形容他？什么叫做税吏呢？
And if we use the Chinese special term to describe that situation, that would describe somebody who was a tax collector in that situation.
我们中国人知道有一个有名的人物叫做汪精卫。
In Chinese, there is a famous character named Wang. 汪精卫。
对，我们叫他汉奸。
We call him a
traitor.
Chinese traitor.
为什么？他是汉人，却为日本人卖命。
Because he's Chinese, but yet he was selling his life or working for the Japanese.
因为日本人侵略中国。
Because the Japanese were attacking China.
所以我们叫他叫汉奸。
So we call him a traitor.
这是我们中国人都知道，读历史都知道的人物。
Chinese, we all read history. We know this character.
他们看，我是指犹太人，看马太叫做犹奸。
And the Jews, when they look at Matthew, and they call him traitor.
Jewish traitor. 为什么叫犹奸呢？
Why we call him Jewish traitor?
因为你把我们犹太人的血汗钱榨出来。
Because you are squeezing us Jews what we have, the blood money that we make.
不是送到耶路撒冷。
You did not take it to Jerusalem.
是送到哪里？
But where is he taking the money?
罗马。
He's taking the money to Rome.
罗马是谁？
Who represents Rome?
是罗马皇帝啊，
and that's
是外邦人啊。
That's the Caesar, the king of the
Romans. 他们在那里掳掠了我们，又压榨我们。
That's the king of Gentiles, and he persecuted us, and he was enslaving us.
你是堂堂正正的犹太人，居然为外国人卖命，你是犹奸。
You as a Jew, then you are working for the Gentiles, and you are a Jewish traitor.
这是当时吃饭的时候，为什么这些人说三道四批评耶稣的原因。
That's why during the feast that there are people murmuring and tusking about this about the tax collector.
耶稣就说了很重要一句话。
So Jesus spoke these important words.
无病的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。
It says the ones who are whole need not a physician, but they who are sick.
我来不是招义人。
I came not to call the righteous.
我来是招罪人。
But sinners.
所以我们就知道
so,
啊。
We know that.
耶稣的指示，这个王的指示的特色就在这个地方。
The ministry of Jesus, this ministry of the King, this characteristics is right here.
自以为义的人。
The self-righteous people,
以为自己很有成就的人，
they think they're so accomplished.
你跟耶稣没有关系的。
You have nothing to do with Jesus.
耶稣说，我是来找病人的。
Jesus said, I come for the sick.
我是来找罪人的。
I come for the sinners.
这里有一个人。
Here is one person.
他知道自己
，He knows himself. He is a sinner.
他知道他生命中，虽然外表来看很有成就，他内心是知道。我对不起神的。
He knows that outwardly he seems accomplished, but within his heart that he shortchanged God.
这一切虽然我都在外表上得着了，但是我里面是空的。
But it seems that I've gained everything from the outward appearance, but within it's an empty vein.
这个洋房，这个汽车，这一切的银行的存款，我的股票都是空的。
This house, this car, and this stock, and my bank account, it's all empty.
圣诞节那一天，我听到你们吴弟兄跟我说一个消息。
During Christmas Day, Brother Wu shared with me a news.
一个我们很认识的一个好弟兄在温哥华，他百万金元的洋房烧掉了。
A brother that we
失火烧掉了.
Nice brother that we know in Vancouver that his
不是 Vancouver, Toronto.
Toronto was his million-dollar house was burned down.
对不对？他花了好多年，很多心血去精心设计这个房子，很得意的.
He spent many years remodeling and make this house really nice and something of his pride.
一夜之间就没有了.
Overnight, it's gone.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们可以劳苦一辈子, 为了很多我们认为很有价值的东西,
we can work hard and labor all our life and for something that we deem very important or meaningful.
但是你自己心里知道,
and yet within your heart, you
你得到了,
know,
又怎么样?
Even if you have gained it, and then what?
不过如此,
it's only this.
我的人生不止这些东西,
my life is
神造我,
only this.
神造我, 神救我不是为这一些,
God created me, God has saved me, not only for this.
还有更高的呼召,
there is a higher calling.
还有更高的目的,
there is a higher purpose.
很多人还没有找不到就是了, 但是感谢主, 马太找到了。
A lot of people still haven't found it, and thank the Lord, Matthew found it.
他就义无反顾, 那天晚上宣布以后, 第二天果然, 他撇下一切, 就跟随了主。
So that night he made his announcement, and the next day he forsake everything and follow Jesus.
他从那天起, 再也没有回头看。
From that day on, he never looked back.
讲撇下一切跟随主, 12个人里面, 伟大的彼得说, 我们撇下一切跟随你。
And among the 12 disciples, Peter said that I will give up everything, I will follow you.
他总共撇下一条船, 两张破网。
He have given up one boat and two broken nets.
对不对?
Isn't that right?
主说, 很好。
The Lord said, that's good.
你将来要得百倍。
You're going to get gain 100-fold.
想想我们马弟兄呢?
Think about a brother Matt.
你笑起来了。
You're laughing.
他不是一条船两张破网啊。
He's not giving up just a boat and a broken fishing net.
他是万贯，可能亿贯家财啊。
And he may have million dollars worth of wealth.
另外圣经讲, 另外还有一个小年轻财主, 也是来找耶稣的。
And the Bible describes another young, rich young man.
耶稣对他说, 你要遵行 神的诫命, 他说我从小都遵行。
And Jesus told him, you need to follow the commandments. And he said, I've been following the commandments ever since I was young.
那耶稣说, 很好, 我爱你。
Jesus said, very
变卖你所有来跟从我。
And loved him and said, you give up everything, sell everything and follow me.
那个年轻人就忧忧愁愁走了, 有没有?
And that young man walked away sadly.
所以你可以看到, 那个人也是有钱, 这个人也是有钱, 一个跟不上去, 一个,
so you see, that young man was rich, and this person, this brother is also rich, but that person cannot follow. Yet Matthew.
所以耶稣就发出一个感叹。
So Jesus gave a groan.
他说, 财主进天国, 比骆驼穿针眼更难。
And Jesus said that it's harder for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven than for a camel to go through the eyes of a needle.
那当然不是缝衣服那个针，是指的城门旁边那个小门， 犹太人叫那个小门叫做针眼。
Of course, the needle, the eye of a needle is not the real needle, sewing needle, but a small gate, a door on the side of the city.
白天走大门, 你骆驼背了一大堆货过去没有问题的。
And so in the day, the city gate is wide open and it's no problem for the camel and the people to pass through.
但是到夜晚的时候要 大门关起来,
but during the night, the big formal gate is closed, and so you have to go through the side gate.
所以骆驼要穿过那个门的话, 它有一个必要条件。
So for the camels to go through that small little gate, there is one condition.
就是把身上所有的货怎么样, 卸下来。
You have to take down all the cargo on your back.
然后光光一个骆驼, 撑啊, 撑啊, 撑的, 撑过去。
So just one bare car, camel, then the camel can walk through.
这就是主对我们每一个人的要求。
This is what the Lord requires of each one of us.
把所有身上的这些累赘全部放下来。
Take away all the burden that you're carrying.
可能是家庭。
Maybe family.
可能是事业。
Possibly your business.
反正我们每一个人身上的包袱各式各样，说不清楚了。
So each one of us have different cargoes that we carry. We cannot countless different things.
最小的那个包袱，我听过的就是洗澡与不洗澡的问题。
The smallest burden it might be the issue of whether you get a bath or not get a bath.
嗯，有的人天天非洗澡。有一次跟我去大陆去传道，他第一个问我问那个地方有的洗澡吗？我说没得洗，他就不去了。
And so somebody was going to follow me to China to share the gospel, and then he asked the first question: Am I able to take a shower every day? If it's not, and I told him not possible, then he said I'm not going anymore.
那有的地方我们去的时候，一年听说那里的人只洗两次澡。
And there are some places that we go that I hear that people only would take a bath or shower twice in their life.
我们在那里聚会，门窗关起来的话，里面味道可美了。
When we go and gather, we close up all the doors and all the windows, and the smell is something you can imagine.
所以我们很多很多的包袱，各式各样。
We have a lot of burdens in all kinds of ways.
但是主在这里要找他的 messenger。
And yet the Lord is seeking for the messenger here.
撇下，跟随我。
You need to give up your all and follow me.
这个人，他把所有都撇下。
This person, he left everything behind.
那一批十二个人都是如此的。
That group of the 12, they all did this.
我还有一点时间。
I have a little bit more time.
我要讲一个比较现代的人，100年前的人。
I talk about a person who's more recent, who lived 100 years ago.
很多人都听过他的名字，叫
a lot of people heard about him. Hudson Taylor.
听过吗？
Have you heard about him?
听过的举手。
Raise your hand if you have.
Oh, wow! 谢谢，放下。他是1832年生的。
He was born 1832.
他们家的就是他的父亲是一个Methodist 寻道就是卫斯理会的一个传道人。
His father was a preacher in a Methodist church.
家境还算可以，因为他同时也是一个pharmacy 在有一个小药店小药铺。
And his financial condition is pretty well to do. They have a pharmacy that's run by them.
那么他是他们家的长子。
Hudson Taylor was the firstborn of the family.
他爸爸就当年很喜欢读一本书。
His father liked to read a book.
那本书啊是一个船长的游记。
And that book is written a journal of a captain of a boat.
那么这个船长呢叫做 Captain Hall, 叫做 Basil Hall.
So this captain's name is Basil Hall.
那么他就写到他到世界去这个船到哪里他都有他的游记。
And so this is a journal kept by this captain that recording where he has been.
那这个父亲呢就很喜欢读这个游记，中间最吸引这个爸爸的就是讲到中国。
And so this dad, this father of Hudson Taylor really liked to read this book, and the thing that's drawn him most is when he talked about China.
所以神好像就借着这个游记呢，把中国的负担就放在这个父亲的心里面。
And it seems that God has used this journal to put this burden for China upon the father.
所以当这个父亲生出这个老大这个戴德森的时候，他就许了个愿，他说我把这个儿子献给你是长子。
And so the father, when he was has this first son, this firstborn, he has offered it to God. He made a vow.
然后他们家就在父母宠爱之下带了几个孩子一起长大。
And so these few children grew up in the love of the parents.
那么家里面呢，就是很喜欢是个读书世家，所以又有一本书，叫做这个作者叫做 Peter Partley.
So they all like to read. They all like to read, and one of the books they like to read is written by Peter Partley.
对，那这本书的名字叫做《中国与中国人》。
The name of the book is China and Chinese and the Chinese.
所以， 戴德森就在这样的一个家庭环境中长大，然后父亲就常常灌输他关于中国的故事。
So husband Taylor grew up like, excuse me.
要不要仙丹？有吗？
Husband Taylor grew up like this with the story of China.
总而言之，这个年轻人十七岁得救了。
So this young person was saved when he was 17.
然后过了半年。
Half a year later.
他就把自己奉献给主。
He offered himself to God.
跟昨天我们下午听的那位弟兄的见证有点像。
It's like the testimony we heard yesterday afternoon.
都是很年轻的时候蒙恩。
Very young, they were saved.
然后他们就知道我们蒙拯救，我就不再属于我自己了。我是蒙大恩的人，我只有一条路，就把自己奉献给主。
They know that when they are saved, they have saving by this great grace. They offer themselves to Lord, to the Lord.
然后后来，他因为碰到一些从中国回去的传道人，跟他们的交通，就知道中国需要不但是福音，而且需要医生。
And so he met with some people from China that they know not only China needs missionaries, they also need doctors.
所以他就去学医。
So he went to medical school.
然后到了二十三岁，他就在一次的机会里头能够去中国传道。
So when he was 23,
mission,
he went on a mission to China.
去看一看到底这个中国是什么样子。
He went to take a look to see what China is really like.
那一次付了一个重大代价。
He paid a heavy price on that trip.
因为他已经有一个女朋友。
Because he had already a girlfriend.
当他决定要去中国去做 mission 的时候，他的那个女朋友的爸爸一看，哎呀，我的女儿要去做 missionary 的太太，不行不行不行不行。
So when he the father of his girlfriend realized that this young man want to be a missionary to China, he said that's not going to happen.
就要考验他，你要我的老婆，你要我的女儿呢，还是要你的中国
？So this is a test for him. Do you want my daughter or do you want China?
我们都知道答案，他选择去中国。
We all know the answer. He chose China.
那个美好的女孩子就再见了。
And so I had to say goodbye to this girl.
那个时候去中国，一上船呢，就要跟家人告别。
So at that
time, 下辈子再见。
At that time, when you get on aboard to China, and you know you have to say goodbye to your family and maybe not see them again for the rest of your life.
据他的日记告诉我们，一出海，什么事情都可以发生。
So because according to his journal, if you get on the sea, anything can happen.
路途是三到四个月。
The voyage, the journey, it takes 3 to 4 months.
所以换言之，去一趟回来一趟。一年已经去了大半了。
You know, realize this round trip, it takes most of a year.
如果说现在我们买一张飞机票去中国，坐个飞机14到18个小时，我们已经叫苦连天了。
You know, even now we get a plane ticket, it takes 14-18 hours to go to China, we complain already.
对不对？哎呀，屁股又痛了，怎么样 ？Jet lag 了，这个那个的，我们讲了一大堆。那个时候，这些人就是。一出去就是三四个月在船上天天摇晃 seasick.
You know, we complain about sitting for too long and it hurts here and hurts there and then the jet lag and all these problems with just a 14-hour trip. But at that time, it's a longer trip and they have seasickness than anything.
总而言之，我对这个弟兄非常，当然我们都很佩服他。
Of course, towards his brother, we all have admiration for him.
但是我们要问一个问题，这个年轻人是不是神经病跑到中国去
？But we need to ask this question: Is this young man has this young man lost his mind that he ended up in China?
他是个医生。
He's a doctor, physician.
有一个很好的，可以有一个很好的收入的一个家庭啊。
He can have a family with a good income.
他何苦跑那么远，老命都随时可以不保，去一个语言、生活习惯完全不一样的地方去传道？
Why would he go so far? And anything could happen. And he, someplace that's completely different from what he's used to, language and all the different habits of life.
他的秘密是什么？
What is his secret?
你会发现，在他的传记里面，他透露出他里面的秘密。
you know, in his biography, you realize the secret of him.
但从客观来讲，是有那两本书，他父亲的读的与他从小读的那些书，对他有一些大的影响。
Objectively speaking, there are these two books that have influenced him ever since he was young.
但你从他一句很有名的话里面，他这样子说的。
But then you can tell from one of a quote from him that's quite well
known. 他说：“我如果有一千英镑，每一镑都。”属于中国。
He said, "If I have £1,000, then each one of them will belong to China."
我有一千条性命，每一条都是给中国。
And if I have 1,000 lives, I will give every single one to China.
这是我们大家听过的有名的 quote.
This is a quote that we have all heard.
但这个 quote 里面漏掉一个很重要的，后面有一句更重要的话。
But this quote is missing something that followed this quote.
那我们老中都把它切掉了。
We Chinese cut off right there.
但是。前面不是重点，后面是重点。
But what comes before is not the key point. It's not the key, but what comes after is.
他说 ，Not China, but Christ.
Not China, but Christ.
换言之，他不是为中国而做这件事。
In other words, he's not doing it for the sake of China.
For Christ.
It is for Christ.
然后他讲到 Christ.
And when he talks about Christ,
他也有一句名言。
There's also another quote.
他说。当我看见基督为我付的代价
，He said, "When I see the price that Christ has paid for me."
他向我发出呼召，跟随他。
He has called me to follow him.
当我决定把我自己卖，完全卖给他的时候
，When I have decided to completely offer myself to him.
他就把那一个 jealous love 要怎么样翻呢？他那一个。无可抗拒的爱 包围了我 wrap me up.
He has used that jealous love to wrap me up.
这就是他的秘密。
This is his secret.
每一个人被主用，能够用到你一生没有回头，没有后悔，任何代价在所不惜。
Everyone who's been used by the Lord.That who is willing to pay the price of his life with everything that he has.
他自己为了去中国传道，放下他的一切享受，这不去说他。
We will not even mention that he himself has given up all the things that he can enjoy in order to go to China.
他放弃他的女朋友。
He has given up his girlfriend.
后来神给他预备一个妻子。
Later on, God has prepared a wife for him.
请把那个机子关掉好吗？
Please turn off the cell phone.
然后就跟一个在中国跟一个姐妹结婚。
And then in China he married a sister.
这个妻子给他生了八个。
This wife has given birth to 8 children.
三个死在中国，一个死在英国。
Three of them died in China and one of them died in England.
活了四个孩子。
And 4 survived.
对这个爸爸是什么沉重的打击
？What kind of heavy blow is this for the father？
然后妻子也死了
，and the wife also died。
孩子与妻子都埋在中国的镇江
，and the wife and the children were all buried in China in 镇江。
你如果今天到镇江去，你还可以找到他们的墓碑。
If today you go to 镇江 you can still find the tombstone。
然后后来神为他预备第二个妻子
，and later on God has prepared a second wife for him。
为他生了两个孩子
，and she gave birth to 2 children。
也是。活一个死一个
and also one died and one survived.
所以你可以看到，当然还有其他他个人身上有很多的被打击的疾病
and of course personally he has suffered many illnesses.
但是神为他预备了上千的同工
but God has prepared for him a thousand co-workers.
这是有名的中国的所谓内地会 China Inland Mission.
And that's the well-known China Inland Mission.
神给他敞开的门。
God has given up him an open door.
从1856年一直这个他传道死在中国1905年。
And from 1856 to 1905, for that period he was in China preaching.
他自己个人整个花了50个年头在中国，当然也有回英国到世界各地去介绍这个 mission， 但是进进出出11次中国。
And he himself spent 50 years in China. Of course, in between he has made trips to other places to introduce his mission to others, and he's made 11 trips back and forth.
什么是他这样服侍的力量？人家他的 机构在全匪之乱里面死掉，被中国人杀掉70几个宣教士。
What is the driving force for his behind his ministry? Among these co-workers during the Boxer movement, there are 70 some people who were killed.
打不倒。
They cannot be beaten down.
他一毛钱也没有要求中国人赔款。
He never asked the Chinese for a compensation.
虽然政府愿意赔款，他一毛也不要。
Even though the government was willing to compensate, but they did not take any.
因为他如果是仅仅为着人，他可以要求赔款。This is justice.
This is justice for him if he was just for the sake of men that he can receive the compensation.
但他的秘密说，我不是为着人，我是为着基督。
The secret of him was because he's doing it for Christ, not for
him. 基督白白的给我这一切的救恩。我也要白白的给出去。
Christ has given me freely the salvation, so I am giving it away freely.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
不管马太也好
，Whether it's Matthew，
不管戴德生也好
，Or Hudson Taylor，
这样的见证人，照希伯来书告诉我们，像云彩一样围绕着我们。
These witnesses, according to Hebrews, are just surrounding us like cloud.
这一个天国的福音。
This is the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
是行动的福音。
It's the gospel of action.
不是听的福音。
It's not a gospel to hear only.
它在这个天国的福音里头几个简单的动词。
There are some simple verbs in this gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
第一个动词。
Heaven.
来跟从我。
Come and follow me.
对吗 ？Come, follow. 这是两个动词。
There are two verbs here, action words here. Come and follow.
所以有一批人就跟随他。马太跟随他，彼得跟随他，保罗跟随他，戴德生跟随他。
So there's a group of people who would follow him. There's the Matthew and Paul and Peter, and then Hudson Taylor. They followed him.
他们跟主学了一段路。
They followed and learned of the Lord.
到达一段程度。
Up to a certain point.
这个王就说了下面的动词。
So the king would set the next verb.
是什么？
Would say the next verb.
去，叫万民。做我的门徒。
He said, "Go and make disciples of all men."
看到没有？这里又是两个动词。
There are two other verbs now.
好吗 ？Go.
Go.
然后呢
？And then.
叫万民做我的门徒。
And make disciples of all nations.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，不要在那里说我们为什么没有年轻人跟着我们走。
We shouldn't ask why are there no young people following our steps.
因为你我都坐在那里。
It's because you and I are all sitting here.
我们听了20年、30年的道。
We've been listening to the sermons for 20-30 years.
我们没有行动。
We have no action.
所以为什么年轻人要跟着我们走呢
？So why would the young people follow us?
起来，跟着王走。
Rise up and follow the king.
这个天国的福音是行动的福音。
The gospel for the kingdom of heaven is the gospel of action.
好好的学。
Learn well.
好好的付代价。
Pay the price well.
拼上去。
You give your all.
这是天国的福音。
And this is the gospel for the
kingdom of heaven. 这是这个时代。在主回来之前，他要找的一群人，有没有真的在这个天国里的人
？It is in this age the Lord is seeking for this group of people, whether there are such a group in the kingdom of heaven.
只有这本福音书告诉我们，天国是努力的人进入的。
Only this gospel tells us that the kingdom of heaven needs to for people to go in when they need to strive to go in.
Violence.
With violence.
11章11节.
Chapter 11, verse 11.
如果我们没有这样子的努力
，without the strife，
你不能进天国。
Violence, you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven.
这是马太告诉我们。
This is what Matthew told us.
他的生命，他的见证来证明这句话是真的。
His life and his testimony tells us that these words are true.
这次主把我们召聚在这里。
This time our Lord has gathered us here.
难道又是一年听完道 ，nothing happened 吗
？Is it another year of listening to messages and then nothing happens?
我们如此这样子继续听下去，听到主回来，我们不知道我们要怎么见主。
If we keep doing this until the Lord returns, I don't know how we are going to face our Lord.
因为天国的福音是行动的福音。
Because the gospel of the kingdom of heaven is the gospel of action.
我们的行动在哪里
？Where is our action?
我就留这个问题在大家的心里。
I'll leave this question in your heart.
我们祷告。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你把天国的福音在最黑暗的时代向我们传讲。
You have given us this gospel of the kingdom for heaven and given us in the moments of darkness.
历史历代有许多的人听见了。
Through generations, many people have heard.
他们就像马太一样。
Just like Matthew.
起来就跟随你。
They rose up and follow you.
主啊，
Lord,
今天你在这个最后一段路。
Today in this last stretch,
你像我们这些蒙大恩的人，
for people who have saved by this great grace like us,
讲同样的福音，
you are speaking the same message to us.
主啊，但愿我们是有耳朵真正听见的人。
May we are the ones who have ears and truly hear.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.